Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Well, isn't that special?
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
What's going on, everybody? BC Dodge here once again. Not in my normal studio, and I don't have my little clock in the corner. I'm sorry about that. I have one in the bottom of my screen, so I'm going to keep an eye on it. And hopefully the audio on this is okay, and the video on this is okay, and we'll have to see what comes of it. I'm sorry about the dog barking in the background. It's just one of those things that you have to deal with. But now that we're here, we're 30 seconds in, I wanted to talk about, a little bit about depression today, because from time to time, I've suffered with a little bit of depression myself, and it is really difficult, and it reaches into every aspect of your life. It affects your relationships, it affects friends, it affects work, it affects just everything in your life. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people think, oh, you're depressed. Just feel happy. Just get over your problem. Just wish it away and it'll go. And that's really not how depression works. And, you know, you try to shake it and you try to do better and you try to become more and you try to work through it. And you try to come out the other side. But really, a lot of times, it's just not possible. Because sometimes, you know, it's not all the time, but sometimes medication is needed depending on the person and depending on what's, you know, what their specific chemical, if there's a chemical issue or not. But, you know, sometimes something has to change in order for the depression to get better. And that's really all I wanted to just say is that, you know, depression is real, and to treat it like it's not, because, you know, you can't see it. The person's not in a wheelchair, or the person doesn't have a cast, or the person doesn't walk with a limp, or whatever the issue may be. It doesn't mean that the illness isn't there, and it doesn't mean that you shouldn't treat it like it is. And unfortunately, and I know I did a video about this like just the other day, but it's really important to me because this is something that I personally suffer with. And I know a lot of you are watching me look down a lot, and I'm just keeping an eye on the time to make sure I don't run over that normal 5 minutes that I do. And so what I was trying to say is just, you know, I struggle from time to time personally, and I don't always have all the answers, and I don't always know how to get through it, and I don't always know how to come out the other side. For me personally, it's a lot of sleep. It's a lot of, you know, self-introspective to try to see what I can change, to see how I can change, to see what I can do to make it better. And sometimes it doesn't always help. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes I have to do something different. But the main point is that people aren't alone. You know, if you drop me an if you're suffering from depression and you drop me an email and you want to talk about it and you want to have somebody to commiserate with, and I'm really sorry about that dog, and you want to have somebody to commiserate with because, you know, sometimes it's easier to share and sometimes it's easier to talk, I'm here. You're not alone. And, you know, the email address is always at the bottom. Send me an email, comment on the video, do something. But, you know, the two things here are that depression is real, and we need to treat it as such. And we can't just tell people, just get over it, just shake it off, just do better. And sometimes sleep is needed, sometimes medication is needed, but ignoring it is never what solves the problem. So I see I'm at about 4 minutes and 20 seconds, so I'll wrap up. Hey, guys, thanks for watching this. Please leave your comment, drop me an email, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know, you know, do you suffer from depression? And do you find it difficult when people tell you just to shake it off and feel happy? Or do you try to record videos and there's dogs constantly barking in the background that won't stop for whatever reason? So until next time, guys, we'll see you later. Peace.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
I don't want to get off on a rant here, but this country's so intolerant right now, they might as well change the plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty to read, "Go the back to Catania."
Could it be?
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit.
I'm having chest pain.
Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
This has been a production of the Venn Network.